I want to give you a heads up that God is going to perform the next level of His desire for this day, because it is a new day. We want to welcome Jayla, and because she inspected the lamb last night. Genuine lamb inspector, she passed the test. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit confirmed Himself using different individuals. And the way He does things is very different than what we would expect. So I'm going to ask you to pray a bold prayer. It's based on Ephesians. I want you to close your eyes right now, and I want you to lift up your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, in this time of Passover, there was a preparation, and the hearts of men and the hearts of women were in anticipation of revelations, because they had just witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus. This was out of the normal. It was ecstatic for those who were there. It was awesome for the girls, because their brother had been raised from the dead. But for the officials of the city and of the kingdom of the Jews, there was war games going on. Anger. Resentment. Bitterness. And misunderstandings. So tonight, we want to be obedient, Lord. We want to carry out Your commission. We want to do things Your way. We want to take Your example and let it become something for us. Because Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. He will never change. And He gave us examples. He told us to do. And sometimes we pull back. Tonight, we ask that it change. Give me a willing heart tonight, Lord. Give me a heart to go forward. And to obey You in spite of emotions, in spite of war games in my mind. Give me that open heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to start with you. Those of you who have brought your Bible, I want you to go to John chapter 13. Mary, would you just kind of lower the music a little bit? Because we're going to put it back up afterwards. Just lower it down a couple, three notches. Yeah, I think so for the moment. So that you can see what God is saying. If you don't have a Bible, there's some on the back there. You can just borrow one. John chapter 13, verse 1. A little bit lower. Now, there's a button that says subtract. That's a girl. Glory to God. It was just before the Passover feast, so we know the date and why. Jesus knew that the time had come for Him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved His own who were in the world, He now showed them the full extent of His love. Say, tonight.
Tonight.
I'm going to taste. Of the fullness, of the extent of God's love for me. Not just the neighbors, but for me. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under His power. Did you hear? Knowledge. Jesus knew. that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. How many of you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Just lift your hand. Okay, look at your neighbor. Say, now it verifies. You came from God. You accepted the Messiah. And you will return to God. Same assurance. Same Jesus. Same Holy Ghost. It's all about He doing for me. Amen? So we will return to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Look at your neighbor, say, we may not always understand at the moment, but later my mind will catch up with my spirit. Amen? Later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Now look at your neighbor one more time. Say, Jesus is alive in you, and he's in me. And tonight, we're going to obey the Holy Ghost and wash each other's feet for God's glory. And if you didn't wash your feet, you're going to get them washed. I couldn't resist it, Bob. Hallelujah. It's going to be obedient. The Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. And Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. So there was one that was unclean. Anybody got a clue who it was? Judas. Okay. For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said not everyone was clean. Now I want to take a moment. And I want to give you a heads up because it's important. Many in the Christian community have tasted betrayal. If you've tasted betrayal, lift your hand up. I'm not talking about betrayal from the neighborhood downtown. I'm talking about betrayal in the church. If Jesus tasted it, so you may also taste it. And when you do, don't hold the grudge. Let it go. Jesus told Judas, go do quickly what you've decided to do. So don't hold it against them. They might have betrayed you so that you'll grow up and mature. Oops. Try it one more time. They might have betrayed you so that you would grow up and mature.
Amen.
Okay. We're getting there. Verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Now that you know, now that you have knowledge, now that you have an awakening of what I'm trying to give you, that Jesus did for us, if you want a blessing, you'll obey. You'll obey and do as the Holy Spirit presses you to do. So if you stay stuck in your feet on the floor and your rear end's in the chair, you might just have to liberate yourself a little bit. I said, well, I'm not used to this. I've got news for you. Get used to it. It is designed by God to bless you. Look at your neighbor and say, are you ready for a blessing? Are you ready to get touched in a special way tonight? That's what he does. Some of you may not be ready. Some of you may say, I don't feel like it. My suggestion is this. Jesus had a plan. He was trying to get Peter to see himself. And Peter did make a decision. And I remember this one time when I was faced with the same thing. I had prepared for something that I thought I could handle. But God had a miracle all lined up for me. And to be very truthful, I wasn't ready to receive it. I was dictating to God. And I've done that many times. And I'm not telling you something that was comfortable. It was the most uncomfortable thing that I think I had ever done. And I've shared that before. I'm not going back to sharing the whole thing. I'm just trying to tell you, ask the Holy Spirit for help. If you're unable, we'll respect that. But if you are willing, God will bless you. It's not me that's going to bless you. It's him. He wants to bless his people tonight. He wants to bless you. You can put the light back out. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit operate and let him perform what he wants. And as we progress, we'll obey him. Amen.